Now, a young man in his 20s was found nailed to a fence, a nail through each hand, in Bushmills in North Antrim in the early hours of Sunday morning. The PSNI described the incident as sinister and brutal and said paramilitary involvement is one key line of inquiry. He's now in hospital. His condition is described as not life-threatening, but potentially life-changing. Sian Mulholland is Alliance Party MLA for North Antrim. Sian Mulholland, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Sinister and brutal indeed. What's your reaction to this?
One of shock, really. You know, that we... this was an attack of a simply barbaric nature, and there's just absolutely no justifying it at all. You know, a young man, as you said, there has been left with potentially life-altering injuries. You know, this was in a busy car park. There were around 20 camper vans on a bank holiday weekend in the north, and also a really busy cycling motorcycle weekend. We have the Northwest 200. You know, there were a lot of people around. And not only that, you then have a close-knit community who is just left completely in shock that this happened on their doorstep. And then you have the first responders and the medical staff who are left to deal with the aftermath. You know, the ripple effects of this extend wider than just the victim. And I just hope that he recovers from his injuries. As you say, they are life-altering. You know, this was absolutely gruesome. It really was.
This is a tourist village, and as you say, lots of camper vans around. So there should be lots of eyewitnesses. Do you know if people have been coming forward, if there's dash cam footage? Have they been helping police officers with their inquiries?
The police have put out a call for any dash cam footage in the village and in the town. And there were people who came to his aid in the immediate aftermath. I have a meeting scheduled with the senior PSNI in the area. Hopefully this week. That was one of my first actions yesterday, was to get in touch and request that urgent meeting. As far as I'm aware, the people in the car park, the first that they were aware of it, because this happened just after midnight, was the sound of one van going on fire and then another van going on fire, because the perpetrators set fire to a work vehicle belonging to the victim and then another vehicle in the car park. Where he was slightly away from where the camper vans were. But at this moment in time, it's just, I would be appealing to anybody in that area, and have done so, to get in touch with the PSNI and to work with them if they have anything at all, no matter how inconsequential they think it is.
The PSNI also saying that paramilitary involvement is one line of inquiry. Are there fears of other unsettling events in the area now?
I mean, I think there's always an undercurrent of these. And I think to call them paramilitary gangs nearly takes away from what they are. They're criminal. They're criminal gangs. We're in 2024. You know, we're 26 years post Good Friday Agreement. There's no place for vigilantism in our communities. The communities don't want it. You know, they don't want this foot to their neck constantly with the threat of these criminal gangs. So, you know, again, that's a line I'll be bringing up with the PSNI at our meeting, and actually trying to get a bit of an idea of what that level of activity is in the area. Now, you know, all we can do is really try and push for the community support of law and order. And you know, this is a really lovely village. I was in it all day Friday doing constituency visits and a constituency surgery, and there was a real buzz about it. You know, there's a lot of development and a real strong sense of community spirit, and I just know that this is not wanted. It's not wanted on their doorstep, and it's not wanted anywhere across North Antrim or indeed Northern Ireland.
Alliance Party MLA Sian Mulholland, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.
Thank you.